Time for some extremely local news. Seamus Toomey with us from Black Club Chicago with CTA Redline News. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, if you've been on the Red Line or anywhere near the Red Line on the north side the last couple years, you know it's undergoing a massive renovation, and they've been rebuilding stations in Edgewater and Uptown. They built that big overpass near Wrigley Field. It's moving into another stage. There was a public meeting this week to get input on improvements that they're going to make to a bunch of the other stations, most notably, to me, the shared station, because they brought up the possibility of maybe relocating it. This is the one, if you can picture, if you're coming from the north, right before Wrigley Field, it takes a big bend there near the cemetery, and it's pretty landlocked there, but they need to expand it because it's not wheelchair accessible. So they're really trying to figure out creative ways to upgrade that station, to put in an elevator, but the possibility of moving it was raised on a Tuesday night when they talked this out. But, you know, this is like a multi-billion dollar project. It's going on for years and years and years. And they're really, the goal is not just upgrading these stations to make them, get people out of the weather, to make them accessible, but also to make these trains go faster. The tracks are really old. They've got slow zones. So it's going to be slow for a while. But, you know, in a couple years when they get all this done, I think it should be a much faster trip. From all the way Evanston to the Loop. They're really trying to shave off a bunch of minutes from the commute.
Yeah, that'll be good for anyone who uses the Red Line, or as we call it, Howard.
Howard.
Yeah, can't shake that. Let's talk about what's going on the west side. Good news for fans of music and a beer.
Right, yes. You know, we did a lot of these stories in the last couple years about brewery tap rooms opening or closing because of the pandemic, but one of them closed right at the beginning and has stayed closed. The Lagunitas tap room, which is inside the massive brewery there in North Lawndale, they just announced they are finally going to reopen their tap room in the coming days. If anyone's has never been there before, it's worth checking out. It's sort of the we call it like the Willy Wonka of tap rooms. You've got to go through this long corridor where these weird lights and music, and you get there and it's really a beautiful sight. It's all surrounded by glass. You're inside the brewery, but they have been very careful about reopening it just because it is uniquely situated in the brewery. There's nowhere to really go outside, so they shut it down, and now they're trying to restaff it, get it open. We'll try to give you the news for when it comes back to the Lagunitas Brewery in the North Lawndale neighborhood.
And finally, artwork coming to Devon Avenue. Is that this weekend?
It's this weekend, yeah. You know, I'd walked by, it wasn't a cow on parade, but it was when they did, like, the police dogs. And I was just thinking, boy, we haven't had one of those citywide art installations where these things pop up. But sure enough, we've got one this weekend. This is going to be just in the Westridge neighborhood along Devon Avenue in the little India area there. It's called the Tuk Tuks on Devon, and these are the three-wheel little pedicabs. So they're electric, that are really popular in Southeast Asia. They started in Thailand. There's going to be 10 of these. They're painted. There's going to be a bunch of them mobile on Sunday, so people can ride them, and then they're going to leave them around Devon Avenue for a while as just sort of a public art installation. So if you're interested in checking it out, it's 4 to 8 p.m. Sunday at 2559 North Devon is where the ceremony is going to start, with the local artists, the 10 artists that painted these, and it looks like a cool project. That's a really fun neighborhood, and lots of good stuff to eat, so I'm sure you can stick around and get something delicious.
And if your name is Seamus Toomey, you're probably going to be celebrating tonight, aren't you?
You know, I certainly am. This is my day. I'm going to be a giant cliche, probably drink some beer and eat some corned beef and cabbage.
Good for you.
Looking forward to it.
Enjoy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Seamus.